சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். டுடே வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு என்டர் த லாஸ்ட் சாப்டர், that is 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This is the concluding chapter or upasamhara adhyayaha. Upasamhara means conclusion. Lord Krishna is going to summarize the entire Gita teaching in this chapter. Two main topics Lord Krishna has presented in this chapter in the form of summary. Those two topics are Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga. Winding up chapter, summary of Karma Yoga, summary of Jnana Yoga, he presents in this chapter. Apart from this two topics summary, Lord Krishna wants to give some instructions and qualifications required for a student and a teacher. The qualifications required for a Vedantic student and a Vedantic teacher in the form of instructions he gives in this summary portion. This is the biggest chapter in the Bhagavad Gita. Before this one chapter, the biggest chapter, 11th chapter we saw, second chapter, they are also big chapters, but 18th chapter is the biggest chapter. Now we have to see what is the summary background. It begins with Arjuna's question. The question is regarding sannyasa. Arjuna, mind is interested in taking sannyasa. He wants to take sannyasa. Krishna wants to avoid that sannyasa for Arjuna. This is the tug of war between both of them, hidden inside. Whatever Arjuna asks Krishna, in keeping with I want to take sannyasa, I want to run away from this battlefield, Lord Krishna deliberately want to make Arjuna to continue this yuddham, not allowing Arjuna to tend towards sannyasa. This is what tug of war. Battlefield war is different. This is a tug of war between Krishna and Arjuna, hidden. How do we know that? Because often Arjuna is asking about sannyasa. Lord Krishna, understanding the intention of Arjuna and saying sannyasa is difficult, it is not shreyas, karma alone is shreyas, he says, Krishna says. Again, somehow or other, Arjuna want to ask, even though Lord Krishna presents, again, somehow or other, Arjuna want to ask. So, fifth chapter also begins with the same shloka. Same shloka means, again, sannyasa shloka. Sannyasastu mahabaho dukkhamaptu mayogataha. Lord Krishna said, sannyasa is very difficult for unqualified person. But Arjuna asks in the fifth chapter, sannyasam karmanam Krishna punaryogam cha shamshasim. You have to tell me which one is the better. Nischayam bruhi tanme. What is shreyas for me, you tell me. You are praising sannyasa renunciation and asking me to do again karma. So intelligently Arjuna putting question, intelligently Krishna answering. So the same again question comes. Now you see the psychology of Arjuna, like any other normal person. When we have problems, we want to go away from them. Sannyasa is that ashrama when you renounce everything, all duties, responsibilities, you can give up and go away. Whenever we have problems normally, we remember a ashrama, we remember a sannyasi. Whenever we have problems, when they are all fine, our children are fine, everything is going fine, no problem at all, health is fine, all members in the family also very, very friendly, congenial atmosphere. No one think about God or sannyasi or any ashrama. This is generally we are seeing in the people. Same mindset Arjuna also. Arjuna also want to run away from this battlefield. So he is looking for Rishikesh, one ashrama or other, Dayananda ashrama is there. Let me go and stay there. Enge ashrama irka anna. Because many people ask me also, Swamini, where is your ashram? If we come to Chennai, can we stay in your ashram? Like that they ask. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days now. Arjuna prepared for war all 13 years when he was in forest. He prepared for war. And he wanted to kill Duryodhana, Karna, Dushyasana, all these people. With that intention only, ferociously he was waiting to fight with these Kauravas. After coming to battlefield, once he saw Drona and Bhishma, suddenly some attachment, raga, has come in his heart, in the mind. Then he wants to avoid his responsibility as a Kshatriya. He wants to skip his duty. Therefore, nicely he asks, I don't want kingdom. I don't want any wealth. I don't want to rule any earth empire. Let me go and to the forest. Already has come from forest only. 13 years, where was he? He was in the forest. From forest only he came. Now he is asking, I want to go to forest. This decision he can take there itself. Hey Krishna, I am from 13 years, I am in the forest. I am accustomed to this forest life. Now let me continue the forest life. In my rest of life also, he would have asked there itself. But he didn't ask. Naturally, once we are accustomed to one place, one house, naturally we want to stay there only, no? We don't want to leave. Like servants, drivers also, even though they are not doing properly, the servants, we want to keep them only. Why? Known devil is better than unknown angel. Like that, human nature is like that. We don't want to change our house, even areas. The Mylapore people don't want to go out of Mylapore. However much, you know, traffic jam, difficulty is there, they don't want to go and they want to stay here only. T-Nagar people never want to go out of T-Nagar. Like that, some people are accustomed to areas, some people are accustomed to their old dilapidated house. And some people are old relations and all, they don't want to give up. Like that, naturally Arjuna also accustomed to forest life 13 years. Why can't he stay there and continue? After coming to battlefield, suddenly he changed his mindset. Just because of attachment. Therefore, he wants to relinquish all his duties, Kshatriya Dharma, he wants to run away from the battlefield. Arjuna knows the whole psychology of Arjuna. Krishna knows the psychology of Arjuna. Therefore, Krishna wants to establish Dharma through Arjuna. Through Arjuna, Krishna wants to say to Arjuna, Arjuna, it is your duty, you have to fight. Therefore, karma is best suitable for you. Come on, do karma yoga. So with this background, we enter into this chapter. First shloka we will read with Arjuna's question about sannyasa. Adha ashtadashodhyayah. Arjuna uvacha. Sannyasasya mahabaho. Tatvamichhami veditum. Tyagasya cha Hrishikesham. Prudhakeshini Shudanam. Arjuna uvacha. Arjuna asked, he is addressing Lord Krishna. He Mahabaho Hrishikesha Keshi Nishudana. With the three names he is addressing. Mahabaho, mighty armed one. The one who has got long hands and strong shoulders, healthy hands, not because of any doping, anything, okay, original strength. He want to win not by our people, champions and all, you know, doing lot of doping and all, taking injections and so many things. அதெல்லாம் இங்கே நடக்காது. இந்த டோப்பிங் எல்லாம் இங்கே நடக்காது. என்ன ப்ரெசண்ட் நியூஸ், தட் இஸ் ஒலிம்பிக் கேம்ஸில் என்ன இன்சல்ட்டு பாருங்க. ஸோ என்ன வை ஐம் ரிமெம்பரிங் மகாபாகுன்னு சொன்ன உடனே அதுக்கு ஞாபகம் வருது எனக்கு. வாட் ஃபார் மகாபாகு வென் தெர் இஸ் நோ தர்மா? வாட் ஃபார் யுவர் ஸ்ட்ராங் ஷோல்டர்ஸ்? ஃபார் வாட் சேக்? ஸோ any strength should go along with dharma. If dharma is not there, your strength and your power are useless. So mahabaho, the great shoulders, the one who has got strong shoulders, for what purpose? For the protection of dharma, for the protection of noble people from culprits, from adharmic people. My strength, my power always must be used for the sake of good people, noble people. I have to protect them from those adharmic people, evil-minded people. The entire creation, the beings have to be protected from that adharmic nature of the people. That is why we need strength. We want strength. Hey Mahabaho, hey Krishna, your power, your strength is your manifestation, your avatara is paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam dharma samsthapanaya. Simple Mahabaho, how much you have to extract, you see. Otherwise mighty armed one, over. What is mighty armed one? Who wants? For what purpose Bhagavan has taken that avatara? Why mighty arms are required at all? Duryodhana also has got mighty arms. Karna also has got mighty arms. Of course, Bhishma, Drona, they also have got mighty arms. What for? They are used, misused, abused, you know, that strength. Similarly, whenever we have wealth power, physical power, knowledge power, if this power is not utilized for constructive purpose, that power Bhagavan will take away from the person. Either Bhagavan will take away that power or Bhagavan remove that person. Either amputation of any one part of the body or elimination of the entire part, entire whole, entire personality. Bhagavan has to do. Bhumi ki bharam. Where the earth, mother, earth, they are all bharam. All terrorists, militants are bharam. Maoists, Naxalites are bharam to the earth. Mother Earth. Innocent, noble people, good people, they are all suffering because of this people. Therefore, one word, when we see into the Shastra, we have to see how they have to be utilized for Dharma, how they should not go towards Adharma. Even in our house also, when we are having a speaking power, we should not abuse that speaking power. It is also a power. Like that, Lord Krishna is one who is having mighty arms for the sake of Dharma protection. Hrishikesha, Lord Krishna is called as Hrishikesha. Hrishikanam Indriyanam Ishaha, the one who is the master of his own sense organs. Hrishika means sense organs. Hrishikanam Indriyanam Ishaha Adhipatihi, called Hrishikeshaha, Hrishika Ishaha Hrishikeshaha. Implied meaning in this is, the one who is the adhipati, ruler, controller of sense organs means, Atma is that which helps the sense organs to function. Atma is the one who enlivens the sense organs. Sense organs by themselves are jadam, inert. They cannot see, they cannot hear, they cannot do anything on their own. That sense organs, Isha, Adhipati, Atma Chaitanyam. Atma Chaitanyam gives sentience to the sense organs. Then sense organs, even mind also. Mind is Antakaranam, internal sense organ. That can function because of Atma. Therefore, 5 sense organs of knowledge, 5 sense organs of action, Antakarana, Manasu, Buddhi, Chitta, Ahankara, all of them are controlled by, enlivened by the Atma Chaitanyam. Therefore, Hrishikanam Ishaha Paramatma Chaitanyam. Hrishikeshaha. Hrishikesh. That name we can keep to the children. People are keeping so many names, different names, they do not know the meaning. And nowadays it is a fashion of the day, how to give a new name. Olden days and all, people used to see Vishnu Sahasranama for boys. Boy, baby, and Vishnu Sahasranama, edo or name eduthittu vechiruva. Or based on their nakshatram, or girls, baby, and Lalita Sahasranama. If Lalita Sahasranama, Vishnu Sahasranama, we don't want to see. We want to see internet. And the internet, airport, visa, pass, either the correct irkumo, suit, ahumo, adi. And the spelling, pronunciation, okay. Very not to port the kipe pair and amakarano. Either Manasla Vichin, appa pair kudpa. Enge point irkum parangonamo. Where we are going. The spelling, pronunciation, and letters also should not be too long. Because this boy is going to travel only in flight. Appa thinking, this boy is going to travel only in flight, only to abroad countries. Therefore, keep that name from internet you select. Inge a diversion of the culture. Cultural diversion taking place. Because they do not know the meaning. If you keep the meaning, perla enna irukka nu sonna, perla nariya irukku. They say, Pirla and Nirkaparna, Pirla da Ipa Irka Illame. Everything is in that name only. That is why anyone writes wrong spelling of our name, we can't withstand. Wrong spelling, if they pronounce, they write. Why you have written like this? So we become annoyed. Why so much attached to the name? That's all. That is called Abhimana. Okay. I have track, out of track, come to the track. I am not out of track. I want to extract all ideas from each word. That's why I don't want to leave any ideas, whatever I get in my mind, I want to dump in your mind. Whether you like it or not, I want to dump. What to do? Rishikesha, not over. One more name. Keshi Nishudana. Keshi is the name of the Asura. Asura name Keshi. Nishudana, destroyer, killer. The one who destroyed the Keshi called Asura. Now, one more idea. Asuras are not outside, asuras are inside only. In the form of raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madamatsaryas. Therefore, Bhagavan is the one, if you allow him to sit in your heart, he destroys all the asuras who are inside you. Not only destroying outside asuras, if you allow him in your heart, if Bhagavan sits, he will destroy all your raga, dvesha, kama, krodha, which are all not congenial for your spiritual growth. He will destroy all of them. If you give space to him, if there is space at all, because all are occupied already, son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, already husband, wife occupied, spouse is already occupied, already mother, mom, father occupied, where is the place for Bhagavan? Bhagavan says, ittana peruku edam kuduttiya enak kadikada koncham kudu ani kepar Bhagavan. We are tightly keeping him in puja room and close the door also. Anyhow, Bhagavan is the one who is the destroyer of evil, outside evil, inside evil also. Keshi Nishodana. Veditam Ichhami. I want to know. Veditam. I want to know. Ichhami. I desire to know. What I desire to know? Tattvam. Tattvam Veditam Ichhami. The nature, the true nature, tattva means always a true nature of anything. Tattvam, significance of sannyasa yoga, sannyasasya tattvam, the true nature of sannyasa. What do you mean by sannyasa? What do you mean by renunciation? I want to know about that through you, O Krishna. Please tell me. Not only that, Tyagasya cha prithak veditum ichhami. I want to know about sannyasa, renunciation. I want to know about tyaga, sacrifice. Prithak, distinctly. Prithak means distinctly, separately. I want to know. What do you mean by sannyasa? What do you mean by tyaga? Sannyasa word has come from that verbal root sam plus ni plus as dhatu. As to throw. As to throw. Asyati. Not asti, as dhatu. That is 2p. This is a different dhatu. Asyati. To throw. Sam, samyak. Ni nischayena, us to throw. To throw means what? Relinquishing, dropping. This sannyasa word has come. Sannyasa. Sam plus ni plus. Sam and ni both are upasargas, prefixes. With two prefixes, as dhatu becomes sannyasa. Tyaga word is also derived from the root tyaj. Tyaj means to drop. Tyaj means to drop. Tyaga and sannyasa, almost both are giving the same meaning. To throw, to drop, to leave, to give up. That is why Arjuna want to know the difference between. Both are one and the same, or both are different. If they are different, what way they are different? That is Arjuna's question. Sannyasa and Tyaga, both are different or one and the same? If they are one and the same, why they are one and the same? If they are different, in what way they are different? All questions are not there. You have to understand, extrapolate. You have to extract all these extra questions inside the mind of Arjuna. Lord Krishna wants to answer all these questions. Before answering to Arjuna's question, Lord Krishna wants to give his opinion in the third sloka, fourth sloka onwards, he gives his opinion. But second and third sloka, he gives the opinion of other acharyas, other panditas, other scholars. First he presents their opinion and he refutes that, he negates that opinion, and then he gives his opinion. First I will give the Krishna's opinion, then we will see the second sloka and third sloka of other acharyas' opinion. Why Krishna's opinion coming only in fourth sloka? Let us hear Krishna's view first. Why other views first? That's what I want to give. Krishna's opinion about sannyasa. First Krishna says, it is not my view, it is not my opinion, this is my judgment, and Chulrar Krishna. That is the teaching of Krishna. I don't want to give my opinion. I don't want to give any view. Why? A view can be refuted by someone at some time, at some place. An opinion also can be negated by someone at some place, at some time. But a verdict, a judgment can never be negated by anyone at any time, at any place. Why judge, verdict I am talking, agitation is going on, no, in Tamil Nadu. Tamil Nadu, especially in Chennai. I hope you know that news. 300 lawyers were arrested, you know. Judges, including judges. So the Supreme Court gives the verdict judgment. That is the final. After going to Supreme Court, once you get the verdict, you cannot go to the higher court. Is there any higher court for after Supreme Court? Bhagavan alone is the final. That's why Bhagavan says, my verdict, even Supreme Court is also below me. For local people, Supreme Court is the ultimate. Bhagavan is going to give that way. It's not opinion. Second and third sloka, we get only opinion of the people. Lord Krishna never agree with them. That's why let us know what Krishna's verdict. He says, Tyaga and Sannyasa both are one and the same. They are not different. They are only two names of renunciation word. Renunciation alone can be called as Sannyasa. Renunciation alone can be called as Tyagaha. Both are synonyms. Both are synonyms. Now, what is the verdict of Krishna? He is in 17th chapter mood. If then 17th chapter we have finished naturally. And that mood continues. He says, Tyaga and Sannyasa both are not different. We can loosely use Tyaga for Sannyasa, Sannyasa for Tyaga, because they are synonyms. First point. Second point of Krishna's verdict is this. Rajasika Panchamaha Yajnas giving up. Giving up Panchamaha Yajnas or non-performance of Panchamaha Yajnas comes under Rajasika Sannyasa, Tamasika Sannyasa. Renunciation according to me is Rajasika Sannyasa of Panchamaha Yajnas, Tamasika Sannyasa. Giving up of Panchamaha Yajnas is called Sannyasa. Sannyasa is of two types according to Krishna. Sattvika Sannyasa, Rajasika Tamasika Sannyasa. Rajasika Tamasika Sannyasa put together one Sannyasa. Sattvika Sannyasa is one Sannyasa. I told you, no, he is in 17th chapter mood only. That's why he divides that Sannyasa based on is it a Sattvik or Rajasik Tamasik. Now Rajasik Tamasik Sannyasa is that Sannyasa giving up of Panchamaha Yajnas. I hope I need not explain Panchamaha Yajnas. Panchamaha Yajnas are religious, they are religious compulsory duties. Daiva Yajnam, Pitri Yajnam, Rishi Yajnam, Manushya Yajnam and Bhuta Yajnam. These five Panchamaha Yajnas are religiously compulsory duties. These Panchamaha Yajnas, if anyone gives up, that comes under sannyasa, but that is unhealthy, improper sannyasa. Giving up Panchamaha Yajnas is a sannyasa. What type of sannyasa? It is unhealthy, improper, evil sannyasa. It is not right sannyasa. Now, sattvika sannyasa means performing Panchamaha Yajnas is called sattvika sannyasa. Performance of Panchamaha Yajnas is called sattvika sannyasa. Performing Daiva Puja, performing Pitri Yajnam, performing Rishi Yajnam, performing social service duties and pancha other bhutas and all, serving to them and some organization, they say it seems. And the members of that organization, every one of that organization, every member has to do service to a new person. Every day one new person, they have to find out and they have to help, serve one way or other. Whatever way you want to serve, serve. But a new person, every day. Then only you can be the member of that organization. Suppose I start that organization. Second day I have to close because nobody can come. Every day I have to find a new person and I have to serve the new person without expecting anything. There are certain organizations. You have to find a person and you have to help the person. That Panchamaha Yajna's performance is called Sattvika Sannyasa. Sattvika Sannyasa. Now you got the point, Krishna's verdict. Sannyasa and Tyaga both are synonyms. There is no difference between them. Both of them are called renunciation only. Afterwards, what Krishna says, leaving Panchamaha Yajnas, not performing Panchamaha Yajnas, which are religious compulsory duties, if they give up, that is called sannyasa, but unhealthy sannyasa, rajasik tamasik sannyasa. Performance of Panchamaha Yajnas, sattvika sannyasa. Now the next question is, sannyasa means giving up. Sannyasa means not doing. But you are telling performing of Panchamaha Yajnas comes under sannyasa. Ennumo koncham tagarara irukena. Renunciation or giving up or dropping something. Now Krishna says performance of or doing Panchamaha Yajnas comes under sattvika sannyasa. Are you thinking and talking? And tonu namakam. Krishna says, I am deliberately saying, performing Panchamaha Yajnas comes under true renunciation. Adepudyappa, renunciation and dropping, no? Dropping, giving up, leaving. But performing comes under action. Krishna says, no. Since it is sattvika sannyasa, since Panchamaha Yajna's performance gives two types of results Panchamaha Yajna's gives, once you perform, what are those results? Materialistic benefits and spiritual benefits. Panchamaha Yajna's, once you perform, you get materialistic benefits also and spiritual benefits also. Since you are performing, you get both types of results. But your attitude decide it is a sannyasa, even in spite of your action, Your attitude while doing Panchamaha Yajnas decide that action as sannyasa. How? Without asking any materialistic prosperity, I perform only for spiritual upliftment. Jnana Vairagya Siddhyartham. If I perform, even though it is a performance, it comes under sannyasa only. It is as good as sannyasa because you are not asking any materialistic benefits. Devi Navaratri time you put a kulu. Suppose you ask for materialistic benefits, we cannot call it as sannyasa. Since it is sattvic sannyasa, sattvic mind is involved, this person can never vote for materialistic benefits. Not personal, but this person wants Atmajnanam, Loka Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu, Sarvejana Sukhino Bhavantu, Atmano Mokshartham. Moksha's sake, I want only pure mind, pure heart. Nirmalamana Hradayam Podum Enak. Jnanam Vairagyam Podum. This is the intention of this person. Who? Sattvika mind person who is performing what? Panchamahayagnas. Since he is performing Panchamahayagnas with a sattvic mind, he cannot ask for materialistic, selfish family benefits. Special prayers won't be there. Special prayer for son's sake, daughter's sake, special prayer for grandson's sake, granddaughter's sake. And the Kuladaivam thik ponu. Ipella Kuladaivam becoming so dominant. குலதெய்வம் யாரும் சொன்னால் குருக்கள் ஒருத்தருக்கு குலதெய்வம் போக்கல போகலையா பார்க்கலையா அதுதான் தோஷம் போயிட்டு வாங்கும். ஈவன் தட் குருக்கள் சேஸ் டு ஒன் பர்சன் இஸ் எனஃப். இது அப்படியே பரவிண்டே போயிடும். இட் கோஸ் டு ஃபேமிலிஸ் 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 அண்ட் தே ரன் டு குலதெய்வம். இஃப் தே ரன் டு குலதெய்வம் ஃபர் தட் இஸ் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் தெய்வ யஜ்ஞா. இஃப் தே வர்ஷிப் தட் குலதெய்வம் நாட் for special benefits, for loka sake, for my spiritual upliftment, because I am having sattvic mind. If I have sattvic mind, if I do that, it comes under sattvika sannyasa. It is as good as sannyasa, Arjuna. It is not coming under performance because his mind is sattvic, asking for spiritual upliftment. That is why it is called healthy sannyasa. Proper sannyasa, that is the right sannyasa. How difficult to understand Krishna. Understand now? Very, very difficult to understand Krishna. Krishna means not local Krishna sweets. Okay. Very difficult to understand Gita, Charya, Jagadguru, Bhagavan Krishna. You cannot easily understand Lord Krishna. This is a mind-boggling topic. Confusing topic also. Many people get confused here. I hope now you are not confused. Or I have confused sufficiently. No. I try my best. Okay, I know how difficult this topic. I'll try my best to present. You also try your best to understand. Now you understand what is Krishna's verdict. Sannyasa, Tyaga, both are not different. Both are one and the same. Giving up of Panchamaha Yajnas comes under Rajasika Sannyasa, unhealthy Sannyasa. Performance of Panchamaha Yajnas with Sattvic mind is real Sannyasa. Even though it is performance, I call it as Sannyasa because, Krishna says, I call it as sannyasa because that person is asking for only jnanam, vairagyam, purity of mind, not any materialistic prosperity. Therefore, I call it is as good as sannyasa. I want good health for study, for the study of scriptures. Suppose you ask, you are doing Pitri Yajnam. Study of scriptures comes under which yajna? Rishi Yajnam. Rishi Yajnam it comes. For that sake you ask Bhagavan, you give me good health, I want to study Shastra. You are studying Shastra. ఇట్ కమ్స్ అండర్ సాత్విక సన్యాస. ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఐఎమ్ గివింగ్, యు ఆర్ కమింగ్ టేకింగ్ ద భగవద్గీత ఇన్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్ అండ్ స్టడీయింగ్, ఇట్ కమ్స్ అండర్ రిషి యజ్ఞ. దిస్ రిషి యజ్ఞ కమ్స్ అండర్ పంచమహాయజ్ఞాస్. స్టడీయింగ్, రీడింగ్, లర్నింగ్, లిజనింగ్ కమ్స్ అండర్ యాక్షన్ ఆర్ రినన్సియేషన్. బట్ వీ సే ఇట్ ఈస్ యాక్షన్, కృష్ణ సేస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రినన్సియేషన్. దిస్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఎ సపరేట్ టాపిక. యాక్చువల్లీ దిస్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ఈజ్ ఎ సపరేట్ టాపిక్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు డిస్కస్. భగవాన్ కృష్ణ సేస్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్ సన్యాసీస్ నౌ సిట్టింగ్ హియర్ బికాజ్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ పంచమహాయజ్ఞాసులో ఒక యజ్ఞం, దట్ ఈస్ రిషి యజ్ఞం. ఆర్ యూ స్టడీయింగ్ శాస్త్ర ఫర్ నేమ్ సేక్, ఫేమ్ సేక్, ఆర్ ఫర్ యువర్ ఫ్యామిలీ ప్రాస్పరిటీ, ఆర్ యువర్ మెటీరియలిస్టిక్ ప్రాస్పరిటీ? వాట్ ఫర్ యు ఆర్ స్టడీయింగ్? యు ఆర్ స్టడీయింగ్ ఓన్లీ ఫర్ జ్ఞానం, వైరాగ్యం. యు ఆర్ స్టడీయింగ్ ఫర్ ఇన్నర్ మెచ్యూరిటీ. యు ఆర్ నాట్ స్టడీయింగ్ ఇఫ్ ఐ గో టు స్వామిని మై చిల్డ్రన్ విల్ గెట్ గుడ్ మార్క్స్, మై చిల్డ్రన్ విల్ గెట్ గుడ్ సీట్ ఇన్ ద కాలేజ్. యు ఆర్ నాట్ కమింగ్ ఫర్ దట్ హియర్. యువర్ బ్యాంక్ బ్యాలెన్స్ ఈజ్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు ఇంక్రీజ్ ఇఫ్ యూ కమ్ హియర్. యు ఆర్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు గెట్ ఎనీ మెటీరియలిస్టిక్ బెనిఫిట్, బట్ స్టిల్ యు ఆర్ కమింగ్ హియర్ మీన్స్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ సాత్విక సన్యాస ఇన్ ద ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ రిషి యజ్ఞ విచ్ కమ్స్ అండర్ పంచమహాయజ్ఞ. ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్, స్టడీయింగ్, డూయింగ్, కృష్ణ కాల్స్ ఇట్ యాజ్ సన్యాస. నౌ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యు ఆర్ సన్యాసీస్ ఆర్ నాట్. According to Krishna, you are all sannyasis. All of you are listening this idea first time. I know that. Even though you have attended my previous Gita classes. Appo puriyala swamini, ippo da puriyirad enna. Maybe my teaching also might have improved. Appadi ninchikalam. Teacher also improves, no? Because of experience. I told in my previous 5-6 Bhagavad Gita courses, I might have told, but it is not so easy at one time to grasp, to understand. It is difficult. Now you see the Krishna's verdict. Innu Krishna's verdict ke pola namo. I am giving the background. And the sloka tippana anna, you will only dwell upon the words of that sloka. I know that. That is without touching the sloka, I am giving the bird eye view of Krishna's verdict, Krishna's judgment, the judgment that is. For whose sake? Arjuna's sake. Arjuna like us, all of our sake, Krishna gives that. So now let us go to see the other Acharya's opinions, views, which Lord Krishna is going to negate later. శ్రీ భగవాను వాచే కామ్యానాం కర్మణాం న్యాసం సన్యాసం కవయో విదుః సర్వ కర్మ ఫల త్యాగం ప్రాహుస్త్యాగం విచక్షణా. శ్రీ భగవాను వాచ. ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ సెకండ్ వర్స్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ అప్ టు 12th వర్స్, ద ఒపీనియన్ ఆఫ్ వేదిక్ పీపుల్ అండ్ కృష్ణ అబౌట్ సన్యాస. అప్ టు 12th శ్లోక దిస్ టాపిక్ గోస్. Now 1, 2, and 3, other Acharya's opinion. From 4th, Krishna's verdict. What other Acharya's, some Vedic scholars, Panditas say, Vedic people, Acharya's, the group of Acharya's say, Kamyanam karmanam nyasam sanyasam kavayaha viduhu. One group of Acharyas, their conclusion is this. According to them, sannyasa is different, tyaga is different. First point. In Krishna's verdict, what is the first point we took? Sannyasa and tyaga both are one and the same, synonyms. But these acharyas, other than Krishna, whoever acharya, they all come under this category. Sannyasam is different, tyaga is different. Sannyasam and tyagam, both are not synonyms according to these acharyas. That is why now they give, this is the meaning of sannyasa, this is the meaning of tyaga. Now they are giving this classification. Sannyasa means this, tyaga means is this. What is that? Look into the shloka. Kamyanam karmanam nyasam sannyasam. Kavayaha viduhu. The sages understand that. Kavayaha means the sages, not poets. Kavayaha is the kavi, bahuvachanam kavayaha. Kavi means what? Bharatiyar. Other kavis. So many poets are there. Here, kavi means kranta darshi is kavi. That is the meaning. Sages, the one who sees the past, present and future. The one who is the sage, yeti, maharshi is the meaning. Not ordinary poets. Panditas, the one who understand. Kamyanam karmanam. Kamyanam means desire born actions. Kamyanam means sakama karma. Swarga seek and swarga phalam seek, that is called kamya karma. Putra kameshti yaga, jyotishtoma yaga, whenever they perform any yajna yaga, panchamaha yajnas, anything for the sake of something to get, it is called kamya karma. I am doing this to get that. That notion is there, that attitude is there, that is called kamya karma. Keeping some desire in the mind, performing any yajna, yaga, dana, tapah, karma, anything. All rakshasas did tapas. Is it nishkama karma, nishkama tapas or kamya tapas? Kamya tapas. Namak teriyam. We the people also do some ratam or do some austerities, certain things, keeping something in our mind. I want to get it. All asuras did kamya karma or nishkama karma na wooden chulited. What we people, ordinary people are doing? Same. Appa we are also? Appa chunna kudadu swamini. Why? When I said rakshasas also did tapas, expecting some boons, powers. Immediately what you said? Kamya karma. Without batting your eyelids, you said. When we are doing, we are also, I don't want to say, you can say. Therefore, kamyanam nyasam, without expecting any materialistic benefits, if you do karma, it is called nyasaha, sannyasaha. That is called sannyasa. Kamyanam karmanam nyasam, sannyasam. Desire born actions, kamyanam karmanam sannyasam. Renouncing the karma phala of that karma is called real sannyasa, according to these acharyas. Renunciation of karma phalam without having any sakkama karma phala intention, materialistic, selfish benefits seek, edhume illamale, if you do karma, it is called sannyasaha, sannyasam prahu. Some people say sarva karma phalatyagam sannyasaha. Some other people say vichakshanaha. Vichakshanaha means some other people, some acharyas, shastra kushalaha ityarthaha. Shastra kushalaha, experts or specialists in శాస్త్రాస్ వెర్ లర్నడ్ పీపుల్ వాట్ దే సే సర్వకర్మ ఫలత్యాగం రినన్సియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద రిజల్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ యాక్షన్స్ దే ఫస్ట్ లైన్ వాట్ కృష్ణ సెడ్ కామ్యకర్మ ఫలత్యాగం సెకండ్ లైన్ ఆచార్య సేస్ నాట్ కామ్యకర్మ ఈవెన్ ఆల్ కర్మస్ ఫలం త్యాగం దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ త్యాగం హీ సేస్ సర్వకర్మ ఫలత్యాగం త్యాగం ఇది ఆహు సమస్త కర్మ ఫలం వన్స్ యు గివ్ అప్ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ త్యాగ సో సన్యాస అండ్ త్యాగకి డిఫరెన్సియేషన్ సో వెరీ వెరీ అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్ శ్లోక వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ఐ ట్రై టు టెల్ యూ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ పార్షియల్ రినన్సియేషన్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సన్యాస అకార్డింగ్ టు సంబన్ నౌ యు సీ కర్మస్ ఆర్ ఆఫ్ 5 టైప్స్ నిత్యకర్మ నైమిత్తిక కర్మ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ నిషిద్ధ కర్మ ఆల్ దీస్ కర్మస్ నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మస్ ఇఫ్ యూ పర్ఫార్మ్ యూ కెన్ పర్ఫార్మ్ నిషిద్ధ కర్మ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డ్రాప్ కామ్యకర్మ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డ్రాప్ కామ్యకర్మ నిషిద్ధ కర్మ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మ 5 కర్మస్ ఆల్రెడీ కన్ఫ్యూజ్డ్ ఇది వేరే కన్ఫ్యూషన్ అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు వైదికాస్ అకార్డింగ్ టు శాస్త్ర కర్మాస్ ఆర్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు 5 టైప్స్ నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మ టు బి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ నిషిద్ధ కర్మ హ్యాస్ టు బి డ్రాప్డ్ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ హ్యాస్ టు బి రెడ్యూస్డ్ అండ్ వాట్ లెఫ్ట్ అవుట్ కామ్యకర్మ హ్యాస్ టు బి డ్రాప్డ్ కామ్యకర్మ ఇస్ ఏ కర్మ యు అండర్స్టాండ్ మా కామ్యకర్మ డిజైరస్ ఆఫ్ సమ్ ఫలం వెన్ ఎవర్ యూ డూ దట్ కామ్యకర్మ ఫలం యూ కీప్ ఇన్ యువర్ మైండ్ ఏ డూ దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ కామ్యకర్మ ఫస్ట్ లైన్ సేస్ కామ్యకర్మ ఫలం కామ్యకర్మ త్యాగం ఓన్లీ సన్యాసం కామ్యకర్మ త్యాగం కామ్యకర్మమే త్యాగం ఫస్ట్ లైన్ కామ్యానాం కర్మణాం న్యాసం నాట్ ఫలం కర్మ ఆల్సో న్యాసం కామ్యకర్మ డ్రాపింగ్ అలోన్ ఈజ్ సన్యాస దెన్ వాట్ అబౌట్ దట్ సెకండ్ లైన్ సర్వకర్మ ఫలత్యాగం త్యాగ కామ్యకర్మ డ్రాపింగ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సన్యాస సర్వకర్మ మీన్స్ వాట్ నిత్యకర్మ నైమిత్తిక కర్మ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ దేర్ సర్వకర్మ ఫలత్యాగం నాట్ కర్మత్యాగం కామ్యకర్మ డ్రాపింగ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సన్యాస నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ ఫలత్యాగ నిషిద్ధ కర్మ అవుట్ ఓకే వీ హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ అవుట్ ప్రొహిబిటెడ్ యాక్షన్స్ స్మోకింగ్ డ్రింకింగ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ నిషిద్ధ కర్మ వన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డ్రాప్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ దీస్ యూ పర్ఫార్మ్ బట్ యూ డ్రాప్ ద ఫలం వితౌట్ ఆస్కింగ్ ఎనీ మెటీరియలిస్టిక్ బెనిఫిట్స్ దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ త్యాగ సో దెర్ ఇస్ నో కర్మత్యాగ హియర్ కర్మ ఫలత్యాగ బట్ హియర్ సన్యాసాల కామ్య కర్మత్యాగ ఇంకా ఫలత్యాగ ఇంకా కర్మత్యాగ 5,000 పిడిచి నా కామికరేన్ మీకు తెలియదో 5 కర్మస్ నిత్యకర్మ నైమిత్తిక కర్మ ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ నిషిద్ధ కర్మ కామ్యకర్మ కామ్యకర్మ డ్రాపింగ్ టోటల్లీ టోటల్ డ్రాపింగ్ కామ్యకర్మ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ సన్యాస నిషిద్ధ కర్మ యూ ఆల్రెడీ డ్రాప్డ్ బికాజ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నిషిద్ధం ఇన్ ద 3 కర్మ డ్రాప్ పడకూడదు ఎది డ్రాప్ పడో ఒక పార్షియల్ డ్రాప్ పడ్డనో పార్షియల్ ఎత్తుకణం కర్మ పడ్డనం కర్మ ఫలం డ్రాప్ పడిన ఇట్ కమ్స్ అండర్ నాట్ సన్యాస ఇట్ కమ్స్ అండర్ త్యాగ హూ సేస్ నరియ పడిచి నమ్మ కన్ఫ్యూజ్ పండ్రాంగ ఆచార్య సమ్ లర్నడ్ శాస్త్రిక్ పీపుల్ దే సే దిట్ వాట్ అబౌట్ another group of acharyas. Already confused. We are not confused, but you will understand slowly, gradually. That is what, if you understand easily, you need not come here. Is it not? We are trying to understand what is the depth of Shastra. We are trying to understand, that's why we are coming all the way to study Shastra. If I understand easily, if I know everything, why I have to come to Shastra? Why I have to study Bhagavad Gita? Illiya? Our children are going to college or school. After knowing the subject, they are going, or to learn, they are going. To learn, they are going. Not after knowing everything, they go. Adhe madhirada. Swami, onnu puriyilaiyan solladhungo. Okay. You have come here only learning. If you don't understand, you will learn again, again, again. You will understand. Clear? That's why anything, any topic is difficult. Next class, miss aagakoodadhu. சில பேர் என்ன பண்ண வச்சுருமோ, ரொம்ப கஷ்டமாக இருக்குது, அவுட் ஆஃப் ஹெட்டு, பியாண்ட் மை ஹெட்டு, தேர்ஃபார் நான் போவே இல்லை கிளாஸுக்குன்னு. தட் ஈஸ் அ ராங் வே ஆஃப் திங்கிங். சின்ஸ் இட் இஸ் ஸோ அப்ட்ராக்ட் வாட் ஷீஸ் டாக்கிங், ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு கிராஸ்ப் வை, வாட் இஸ் தட் டிஃபிகல்ட்டி, வை ஐ எம் நாட் ஏபிள் டு கிராஸ்ப், ஐ வாண்ட் டு கிராஸ்ப், தட் கியூரியாசிட்டி இஸ் ரிக்வயர்ட். That type of mind, zeal, that type of interest, those who are having, they alone are fit for Shastra. Not shallow-minded people. Understand? Understand. Third sloka. Let us see that. Tyajyam doshavaditekem karma prahur manishinaham Good students. Now, this Nitya Naimittika Karma, what I said, they come under Panchamaha Yajnas. Panchamaha Yajnas come under Nitya Naimittika Karma. So, Panchamaha Yajnas, I am telling, again telling by five types of karmas. Now, Panchamaha Yajnas comes under among these what? Kamya Karma, Nishiddha Karma, Prayasitta Karma, Nitya Naimittika Karma. பஞ்சமஹா யக்ஞாஸ் கம்ஸ் அண்டர் நித்ய நைமித்திக கர்மா. டு பி பர்ஃபார்ம்டு. நவ் சம் பீப்புள் சேஸ் டோட்டல் ரினன்சியேஷன் ஆஃப் கர்மா, சம் பீப்புள் சே பார்ஷியல் ரினன்சியேஷன் ஆஃப் கர்மா. வாட் டு யூ மீன் பை டோட்டல் ரினன்சியேஷன் ஆஃப் கர்மா, பார்ஷியல் ரினன்சியேஷன் ஆஃப் கர்மா? பார்ஷியல் ரினன்சியேஷன் மீன்ஸ் அ பார்ட் ஆஃப் கர்மா யூ ரினவுன்ஸ் இஸ் கால்டு பார்ஷியல் ரினன்சியேஷன். What do you mean by partial, you know? Not partiality. Partial means one part, once you remove, you renounce, it is called partial renunciation. Once you perform a karma partial, that is called partial performance. Partial means partial renunciation, not total renunciation. Some people don't accept total renunciation. Partial renunciation. What do you mean by partial renunciation? Perform karma, renounce karma phalam. It is called partial renunciation. Perform nitya naimittika karma, renounce prayaschitta kamya nishiddha karma. It is called partial renunciation. Nitya naimittika karma, chajyam doshavaditeke karma prahur manishinaha. Some people say total renunciation. Total renunciation of actions. All actions are dosham. They are binding in nature. They have binding nature. Therefore, dosha is there. Therefore, what? Nitya karma, naimitya karma, nishiddha karma, kamya karma. All five drop. Some people say. Tyajyam doshavaditye ke karma. Karma, tyajyam. వాట్ కర్మ? పంచమహాయజ్ఞాస్ నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మ, నిషిద్ధ కర్మ, ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ, కామ్యకర్మ, ఎల్లామే ఫైవ్ యూ డ్రాప్ టోటల్లీ. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ టోటల్ రినన్సియేషన్. సమ్ పీపుల్ సే, వన్ గ్రూప్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్, దెన్ సమ్ పీపుల్ సే, సెకండ్ లైన్, యజ్ఞదాన తపకర్మ నత్యాజ్యం. సమ్ అదర్ పీపుల్, అపరే ప్రాహు, యూ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై. ఏకే పూర్ణ త్యాగ, ఆల్ కర్మాస్ టు బి గివెన్ అప్, బికాస్ దే కర్మ ఈజ్ దోషం. ఏనా నిత్య నైమిత్తికం ఆల్సో బంధం దాని, ఇట్ గివ్స్ పుణ్య, ఇట్ ఈస్ గివ్స్ బంధ, దేర్ ఫర్ గివ్ అప్ టోటల్ సన్యాస, టోటల్ రినన్సియేషన్. సెకండ్ లైన్ హీ సేస్, నో 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 నో, యూ గివ్ అప్ ఓన్లీ కామ్యకర్మ, నిషిద్ధకర్మ, ప్రాయశ్చిత్త కర్మ, కీప్ నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మ. ఏ వాట్ ఆర్ దే? యజ్ఞ దాన తపస్ యు హ్యావ్ టు కీప్. యజ్ఞదాన తపకర్మ నత్యాజ్యం, నాట్ టు బి గివెన్ అప్, నత్యాజ్యం అపరే ప్రాహు. సమ్ పీపుల్ సే దే ఆర్ నాట్ టు బి గివెన్ అప్. ఫస్ట్ లైన్లో టోటల్ రెనన్సియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఫైవ్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దోష. సెకండ్ లైన్ సమ్ ఆచార్యాస్ సే, యు గివ్ అప్ ఓన్లీ త్రీ, నాట్ యజ్ఞదాన తప. యజ్ఞదాన తప కమ్స్ అండర్ నిత్య నైమిత్తిక కర్మాస్, అది మాదిరి కర్మాస్ దే ఆర్. యజ్ఞం దానం తపస్ యూ షుడ్ నాట్ గివ్ అప్. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ పార్షియల్ రినన్సియేషన్. ఫస్ట్ లైన్ టాక్ అబౌట్ టోటల్ రినన్సియేషన్, సెకండ్ లైన్ టాక్ అబౌట్ పార్షియల్ రినన్సియేషన్. దేర్ ఫోర్ సమ్ ఆచార్యాస్ టాక్ అబౌట్ పార్షియల్ రినన్సియేషన్, సమ్ ఆచార్యాస్ టాక్ అబౌట్ టోటల్ రినన్సియేషన్. ఇప్పుడు ఇంత రెండు గ్రూప్స్, మూడు గ్రూప్ ఇరికి, రెండు గ్రూపో మూడు గ్రూపో ఒక గ్రూపో తెలియలే. ఫస్ట్ లైన్ వన్ గ్రూప్, సెకండ్ లైన్ వన్ గ్రూప్, ప్రీవియస్ శ్లోక అనదర్ గ్రూప్. సో ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి రెఫ్యూటెడ్ బై కృష్ణ. అదినారా మాకు ఇది పురీలే అన్నా కూడా పర్వాలే, నో ప్రాబ్లం. ఎనీ హౌ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ గోయింగ్ టు నెగేట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. మనకి కృష్ణాస్ వెరిడిక్ట్ పురించా పోదు, అదిదాన్ని నల్లది నమ్మకం. బట్ వీ షుడ్ నో ఆల్ కన్ఫ్యూజన్స్ ఆల్సో సమ్ టైమ్స్ మోర్ ఇన్ ద నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్. పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్చతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరిః ఓం. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం.